The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Wednesday, Titans head coach Jeff Fisher, as well as defensive end Kyle VandenBosch, spoke on a conference call with the Houston media. First up was Fisher, who discussed the upcoming game with the Texans.
Jeff, last year Slayton had those two good games against y'all. Now they haven't been able to run since preseason or the first game. What do you see is the difference, and why did he have so much success against you last year?
Well, I think he's the first back, and how many years has had back-to-back 100-yard games against us. So clearly we have a great deal of respect for him. He broke a couple long run in each of the games where we had him, you know, basically tied up or tackled or, you know, but we didn't finish and he broke the long runs, and that's the kind of back he is. And I think everyone needs to be careful and mindful of the type of defense that the Jets play. They did a nice job. They're not easy to run against, and that game got a bit out of hand. But there's no doubt in our mind that the Texans will be one of the top rushing teams in the league when the season's said and done.
Everybody here wants to fire Gary Kubiak now after an 0-1 start. You had your first 4 years, you did not have a winning record. Do you remember what it was like back then when everybody wanted you gone because y'all couldn't win? And what is the key to not caving in under those circumstances? What do you do as a coach?
Coach Kubiak is a fine coach. He's got a good staff. He's got a good team and support that, you know, that he conveyed to his players and to his staff that it's not worth 50 cents to purchase a newspaper or worth the headache to listen to sports radio. They control really what happens. And, you know, I'm sure that's what he's doing. You know, they played a good football team, didn't win, you move on.
Back then, did you preserve the status quo? Because then y'all, after three in a row, got 14-2. Did you do anything different, or did you believe in what you were doing and kept doing it?
Well, I mean, you have to keep doing. I mean, the season starts, you know, during the off season, and you maintain the philosophy and you keep doing what you believe is gonna get you through it. You change too soon, then you're presenting a panic mode, and so you just keep doing what you're doing. They're too talented not to be successful this year.
Could you talk about Haynesworth and who's taking his place and what you guys have done to make up for his loss?
Well, we're doing it with numbers. I'm really pleased with who we have at the tackle positions right now: Tony Brown, Jason Jones, Javon Hay. We've got Kevin Dickerson, and we're happy with our draft choices and Derek Marks. So through the rotation, we'll be fine inside. I thought we were stout against the run in the opener, and you know, we've been able to at least get somewhat consistent pressure, you know, throughout the preseason, and even throughout most of the Pittsburgh game, we were getting decent pressure inside. So I feel like we're going to be fine with the rotation.
Last year, Andre Johnson was like 2 for 29, then he had 200 yards. What was the difference in the two games?
Well, they were throws. He made the big catch over Cortland down our sideline. That was a great throw. And then we got caught up in a couple play action and situations where we didn't fit properly in the secondary. And that's what happens when you run the football as well as they do. He's going to make his plays outside.
How much do you guys this week talk about that loss here last year? How much does that motivate the players going into this game?
Well, it wasn't one of our better games. The points were down and we had opportunities, but you know, we just we didn't tackle when we needed to. We didn't make the plays when we needed to make the plays. We opted to go for it on fourth down, and our receiver slowed down for whatever reason, or you know, probably would have thrown a touchdown pass, and that game would have been decided there. And then we had another opportunity inside of a couple minutes with our timeouts left to get a stop and get the ball back, and we couldn't. Steve made a great run and got the first down, and you know, they kneeled down on him, and that's how we left it. So, you know, that game, you learn from it, but you move on. You know, we're learning from our opener, as the Texans are learning from the experience in their opener, now you move on.
What is the key to winning in your division?
Well, I mean, it's protecting the football, playing good special teams, protecting the football. I mean, the teams that, in a division game, the teams that turn the football football over are not going to be successful. And you have to protect it. And then, of course, you know, you can't be able to carry balance throughout the game. If you're forced to become one-dimensional, meaning you got to throw it to catch up, then you know, it's very difficult because everyone in our division can take advantage of that.
It seems that the AFC South and the NFC East have become perennially the two toughest, most physical divisions. Do you agree with that, and why has the division become so physical?
Well, I think there's physical play throughout the division, throughout the league. I think that, you know, the Colts have been the team to beat for years, and as the other three of us have been building our team, you know, not only to play the Colts, but to play one another. And, you know, in order to do that and survive the league, you have to be a physical football team.
Jeff, we saw Schaub get horse-collared in the pocket and found out it wasn't a penalty. With everything you guys do on the competition committee to help quarterbacks, does that seem kind of weird that you can horse-collar a quarterback?
No, it doesn't. You're allowed to horse-collar a running back between the tackles as well. You know, it's just the outside plays, the boundary plays where the injuries were taking place. And the horse-collar is a player safety related penalty, and the committee felt that, you know, there's not much speed generated inside the players. The likelihood of someone getting hurt between the tackles or a quarterback in the pocket is unlikely as compared to when you're outside the pocket running for your life.
Before we let you go, we got to ask you, what is Vince's status, and how's he doing?
Vince's doing very well. He finished up real strong through the preseason. Played the last couple games well and had a lot of fun, and he's ready to play if called upon.
Let me ask you one more thing. After the first game, you got 15 left. What concerns? What are you worried the most about your team? What one thing concerns you?
The one thing that concerns me the most is the next game, and that's figuring out a way to win the next game. That's the only way you can approach things in this league, is concern yourself with the next game.
Vandenbosch followed Fisher on the conference call. He's ready to go for Sunday's contest at home against the Texans.
Could you talk a little, please, about what life's been like without Albert, and tell us a little bit about Jason Jones?
You know, it's kind of hard to comment on. I mean, honestly, it's been a long time. Last year's a long time ago, and this is a new team. I feel like, you know, we've done some good things. We probably haven't done enough for people to stop talking about the loss of Albert, but I feel like as a group, we've made some good progress. I think you'll see some good things out of us, especially, like you said, Jason Jones. He's just such an explosive type athlete that he's the type of player that can make those difference-making type plays throughout the course of a ball game.
What do you think about Dwayne Brown?
He looks like he's settled in as a second-year player. He's going to be, starting left tackle for a long time in this league. And, it's difficult, throughout the preseason to find instances where he gets beat, especially for us studying Jets film where they run a different defense than us. It's hard to take a lot from that game tape.
Why did Steve Slayton have so much success against you guys in both games?
He had a lot of success against a lot of people last year. I think especially the first time we played him here in Nashville last year, we did a good job most of the game. We just didn't finish on one play, and he broke it on us. And he's that type of back where he's explosive, and you have to get 11 hats to the ball all the time because, he's shifty, explosive, and he's strong. I mean, he might seem like a smaller type back, but he's a powerful runner, and he keeps his legs turning.
Kyle, they've had problems running the ball going back to the start of preseason. Then they really didn't have many chances against the Jets because they fell behind. Do you see any differences now than what you saw last season?
No. You know, what you have to prepare for is their scheme, their offense. They're built upon establishing the run game and then having play action set up off of that. So, just like about any other week, our challenge is going to be to stop the run so the play action becomes becomes less effective. But, you know, that run game is, they're going to get a lot of yards this year. It's a high-powered offense. It's a good offensive line. And like you said, they have a really good running back. So they're going to get yards this year. You know, our challenge is to make sure that it doesn't get started this week.
Kyle, Chris Brown, your former teammate with the Titans, got a few carries last week, didn't get a lot. But in short yardage situations, what kind of challenge does he present for a defense?
He's a strong runner. I mean, you know, the guys around this building know the type of player he is. He's got powerful legs, and he's going to, you know, you can lean on him when you need to pick up the third short, second short. You know, he's done that throughout his career, and, you know, it looks like he's being leaned on again to be that type of running back where, you know, he's going to pick up the third and short, and, you know, they feel comfortable with him in that situation. So, you know, we know the type of player he's been, and, you know, that's that player we expect to see.
Kyle, Jeff Fisher talked earlier about as teams have been built in the AFC South, they were all built to beat the Colts, and y'all have done that better than anybody. What is the key to winning in division and beating the Colts?
I think it becomes difficult to beat the Colts for a lot of teams if you only play them once a year. When you get a feel for the tempo that they play with in a game, the type of offensive style they have, when you try to figure out, you know, Peyton Manning is, you know, he has timing type routes and passes, and you figure out which ones he's comfortable with, which receivers he's most comfortable with. I think then you give yourself a chance.
You guys have a great defense, and you're very physical. Some teams are not as physical as you. How do you develop that mindset?
You know, it starts in practice. It starts with our mentality. I think, you know, most of it's a reflection of, you know, not only Coach Cecil, our defensive coordinator, but Coach Washburn. You know, if you've ever been at a Titans practice or witnessed, you know, his mentality, his coaching style, you know, anything less than being physical, going all out all the time is unacceptable.
Can you tell us about Chuck? He's been there a while, but this is his first year as a coordinator. Any differences with Schwartz?
Thus far, not really. You know, we had a good defense last year. We did some good things. We returned a lot of players from that defense. So I think, you know, if things are going well, if you play well, you don't change a lot of things. Obviously, it becomes, you know, an evolution from week to week, and you find out which things need to improve on. But, you know, thus far it's been, you know, pretty much the same as last year.
Chuck hadn't tried to beat anybody up yet, has he?
Not that I've seen, no.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle.
All right, thanks, guys.